We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest this morning is Eileen Lane. She is the executive director of a Special Wish Foundation Cleveland chapter, and we're here to talk about their upcoming event, It's Always Sunny in Treehouse. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. This, first of all, sounds really fun. And before we get into anything, It's Always Sunny in Treehouse. Makes you think of a TV show, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. It is based off It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So that was purpose.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We want to just create a fun event that people would want to come to. And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a hilarious TV show. And so, yeah, we wanted to bring that to Cleveland. Bring Patty's Pub right here to our backyard.
Right here to our backyard. Well, let's start off by letting everyone know, what is a Special Wish Foundation?
Absolutely. A Special Wish Foundation is a local wish-granting organization. We grant wishes for children with life-threatening diseases between birth and 21 years of age. It started about 6 years ago, the Cleveland chapter, and we have a little over 180 wish families now that are being cared for at the Cleveland Clinic, Children's Hospital, University Hospital Rainbow Babies and Children, and Akron Children's Hospital. We also have a Sparkles of Joy program, which are little VIP things we do for our wish kiddos around the city of Cleveland. We just jump-started our When I Grow Up program, which has been really popular. So we've been asking our wish kiddos, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we're making that happen, which is really, really cool. And we bring food to the hospital about four nights a week. We're connected with the Cleveland Indians and the Browns, and we send our wish families to Cavs games, Indians games, Browns games, and really just try and make some cool VIP experiences for them right here in our own backyard until that child is healthy enough and ready to take on that big wish, whether it be a trip to Disney World, a playground in their backyard, an above-ground pool in the backyard, whatever it may be, then we're ready to make it happen. So we do a lot of cool stuff right here in the community, but then we also do that big stuff when that child's ready to take it on.
That is amazing. How did all of this begin?
So it started 6 years ago. There was a group of co-founders that got together, and the wish granting organization itself actually started in Columbus in 1982. It's the oldest wish granting organization in the state. And there wasn't a Cleveland chapter. And when we were doing our research, we wanted to bring it up to Cleveland. We knew it was something special, hence a Special Wish Foundation. And we wanted to really take it on. And that we just started with our first wish kiddo at the Cleveland Clinic, and it's grown from there. So
there's something you mentioned earlier that grabbed my attention that I think is really cool. You were talking about asking kids what they want to be when they grow up and you helping them get there. Go into some more detail for me on how you do that.
Absolutely. So the first wish kiddo that wanted to be a police officer when he grew up, his name was CJ. This happened about 5 years ago. We partnered with Fox 8 and we turned CJ into a police officer, and he literally saved the city of Cleveland. The presents were stolen around Christmas time, and he needed to figure out from different clues around the city how to find those Christmas presents and get those back for the whole entire city. And ever since then, the program has just blown up. Last year, we had a little girl. She was an FBI agent for the day, and it was incredible. It turned into her going down to Quantico and actually getting to sing at the FBI ceremony. And she also met the president, Donald Trump, last year when he was at the IAC Center. So we've watched as these kids become these figures in the community, and it's so impactful, and it's such a beautiful thing. And with kids with life-threatening diseases or illnesses, you want to make this happen for them because, unfortunately, they might not get the chance to grow up. So let's make it happen for them now. And we've really taken that program and have ran with it. We'll have a kid. He's actually battling Chef Dante in Tremont at the end of August.
Oh, that's awesome.
He wants to be a baker when he grows up, and he's been watching those TV shows, those baker battling shows, and he wanted to do that, and that's what he wants to be, and we're going to make that happen for him. And Dante didn't even think twice about it. Next thing we know, we got a video of him challenging Jamie into a battle bake-off. So we've really taken it, and we've run with it, and we've turned it into an awesome program, and it's all part of our sparkles of joy, what we call just little smiles and impact we can make in these kiddos' lives.
Are there other programs offered through A Special Wish that you would like to talk about?
So we do our Sparkles of Joy program. That's all the VIP stuff. And then our Big Wish program, which are like the playgrounds and the above ground pools and things like that that we make happen. But Sparkles of Joy really encompasses so many. We have over 60 community partners now, whether that be a restaurant that donates food once a month, or that could be, the different police stations we've worked with on the When I Grow Up program. We just had a kiddo. He actually was a police officer in New Franklin Police Department. So we've been working with a lot of them in the community, and it encompasses that. It just encompasses the fact that we love the city of Cleveland, and let's introduce these kids to a lot of the people in our community and members of our community that want to help, and they just don't know how. So When They Grow Up program has really kind of encompassed all that. So,
and another way they could help is by going to your events and supporting you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sure making these big life changes for these kids is not cheap. So I want to get into the event. Let's get some more information on that. If you're just tuning in, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Eileen Lane. She is the executive director of A Special Wish Foundation Cleveland chapter. And now we're going to get into their event coming up called It's Always Sunny in Treehouse. What is this event?
Absolutely. What we've done is we've taken over the treehouse in Tremont, and we're turning it into Patty's Pub. And we're just going to turn it into a fun, lighthearted event where it's going to be all based on the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's one of our favorite shows in the office. We're always cracking jokes about it. So we figured, why not turn an event out of it? And that's really what we're trying to do at A Special Wish, is just create these really fun, lighthearted events that can raise some money for some really awesome kiddos.
So when is this event going to be taking place?
Yep, it's going to be on August 24th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Treehouse in Tremont.
How did the idea for this come about?
Well, we had a bar crawl back in March in Tremont, and it was based around the TV show The Office. And honestly, that one came about just because it came back to Netflix, the TV show, and we all loved it. And We were watching it nonstop when it came back on. And it almost was like it had this revolution, that TV show. And we had so much fun with it. We had a blast. Our team had a blast. And we had 500 people there down in Tremont. And it was an awesome event. And we figured, let's start taking some of these fun, lighthearted things and bring them to Cleveland as much as we can. And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a popular television show. Same thing. It's a comedy. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's kind of just where it started. Let's just keep spanning with this idea. And we're super, super excited for it. It should be pretty awesome.
This sounds great. So aside from the fun aspect of this event, what can they expect?
Absolutely. So we're turning it into Patty's Pub, but we're also going to turn it into a place where you can just reminisce and remember episodes of the TV show and really get a laugh out of it. Our drink menu includes things like Riot Punch and Fight Milk, which are hilarious. Uh-huh. We're actually going to have spaghetti in a bag for What's Your Spaghetti Policy. Treehouse is also getting some rum ham because that was a pretty funny part of the show. We're also going to have a foosball and Flipadelphia tournaments, which will be absolutely hilarious. And then we're just going to have little fun things for them to do, just remind them of their favorite episode of the show. And you could better believe there's going to be a green man there as well. So it's all just fun. You know, we're trying to bring a smile to Clevelanders' faces through these events, just like we bring to our Wish kiddos. So that's really the goal.
Is there going to be any raffles or giveaways of any type going on?
Yep, we'll have some prizes for the winners of the Flipadelphia tournament and the foosball tournament. There's also a really cool t-shirt that you'll get with your ticket, which is pretty awesome. You don't want to miss out on that. And then your ticket will also include a signature drink as well.
Oh, that's fun. Is there going to be any live entertainment at all?
Oh, you will have a DJ there.
Oh, a DJ?
Yes, yes. How could I forget? We're going to have a DJ there. It's going to be a lot of dancing, a lot of fun. So, of course, we'll have a DJ party going on.
So you're going all out.
We're going all out on this event. It's going to be hilarious. You're not going to want to miss it.
So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $30. And like I said, they include a t-shirt and a signature drink.
Okay. And then are all of the proceeds going towards the foundation?
100% of the proceeds will go towards a special wish, and we'll actually put those proceeds towards a wish. So that's what's pretty cool about a special wish is we can show you if you attend the event where the money is going, which I think will be pretty awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Just follow us on Facebook and you'll see when that kiddo leaves, and we'll thank the It's Always Sunny in Treehouse event, and you can know you contributed to that. So,
if people want to buy tickets, how can they do that?
They need to go to itsalwayssunnyintreehouse.eventbrite.com. They also can follow a Special-ish Cleveland chapter on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. Do you have any other upcoming events? Because it sounds like you guys throw great parties. You've got the office, It's Always Sunny. I mean, I feel like I've been missing out.
Yeah. We have some wing eating competitions coming up with the Winking Lizard throughout the month of September. Every Wednesday, we're going to have a Bad to the Bone wing eating competition happening at different locations. So check that out. And believe me, we have some other fun things in the works and planned. And we're utilizing a lot of our restaurant partners that already donate food for us. We're partnering up with them and saying, hey, we want to throw a cool event, throw the proceeds our way, and let's bring some people into your places. So we've just been utilizing those partners. So yeah, Bad to the Bone is up next in September. And we'll be doing something with Barrio towards the end of the year too. Ooh. But I'm not going to disclose any of those details just yet.
And can people go to the Special Wish Foundation website to follow the updates of events?
Yeah, they can. We're constantly doing events around Cleveland, so the best bet is to really just check out our events link on our Facebook page and to check out our Instagram and Twitter. That's really where you're going to get the most updated information.
Okay. Did you have anything else that you would like to add?
No, just join us for It's Always Sunny in Treehouse. We have some tickets left, and we'd love to see you there.
All right. We've been talking with Eileen Lane, the executive director of a Special Wish Foundation Cleveland chapter. This event sounds awesome. It's called It's Always Sunny in Treehouse. Check it out. Get out there. Have lots of fun. Help them make wishes come true, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Thank you for coming in and talking with us about this today.
Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.